The following is the Tony Lozano Podcast, an Opie show on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. This is Free Kicks. All right, so he's recovered from surgery. That's very exciting.
Recovering.
Yes. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. So could be a lot worse.
Pretty quick recovery. How long ago did you get that surgery on your weak back?
It was about a week back, actually.
And now, Free Kicks.
Free Kicks.
With Illinois Youth Soccer Association's Director of Coaching, Adam Howarth.
And Rick Kemper.
I'll teach you this comedy thing. I'll teach it to you. You nailed it.
I thought there was going to be a little drum cha-ching.
No. Just use the theme as our punchline.
That's great.
All right. So, you know, we have quite a bit of soccer to discuss. Lots has happened since we last talked. The title race is now down to two teams.
Okay.
Because Arsenal made a statement. They crushed Chelsea 5-0. Right now, the game with Man City is going on. They're already up 4-0. You know, it looks like those are the two teams that are going to be heading down to the wire.
Yep, certainly looks like that. Yeah, definitely.
The student versus the master. Right? Mikel Arteta and Pep.
Yeah, that's right.
And Klopp, apparently, or Jurgen Klopp, will be leaving without a second title because Liverpool completely blew it this week. They lost the Merseyside derby.
Yeah.
But, you know, that I think that is a like a season accomplishing moment for that Everton team.
Yeah, it's a good result for them. Really good result.
Couldn't you feel that their whole season was riding on that they just wanted that game more?
Yeah, I think so, especially after the poor performance the week before against Chelsea. It seemed like I can just kind of sense that week of training was like, we're going to get this done. There was just a higher light of determination, and probably that drubbing by Chelsea probably helped them out considerably to motivate them to beat Liverpool. And they don't need to get too motivated to play Liverpool.
Exactly.
So it worked out great.
I mean, there were all sorts of moments in that game where they hadn't beaten Liverpool in 10 years or something like that, or they hadn't even scored a goal in the last couple of years. So, you know, it was a big day for Everton. And we'll get to that in a second, because I think the relegation race is officially down to two teams as well.
With two going down already, although I think one for sure.
Yeah,
that could happen this weekend. Burnley is making a late surge, so
they are.
You never know.
All right, so Everton, I think, is pretty safe now. They're 8 points out of the relegation zone. That leaves Nottingham Forest and Luton Town. And let's take a look at some of the games that they have coming up here, because there's only four games left. They both have some tough games. You know, when you're down at the bottom, every game's a tough game. But Luton is playing Wolves, Everton, West Ham, and Fulham. Forest still has Man City, Chelsea, Sheffield, and Burnley. What do you think about the push on those two teams?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's hard to say. I mean, I wouldn't say one's easier than the other, because you've got Forest has got two games that are very tough in Man City and Chelsea, and two games that could definitely win.
Right.
And Luton's probably got maybe, you know, one tough, you know, depending on Everton, you know, maybe one tough one, and then the other three are reasonable wins. So I would probably give it to Luton in terms of the games they've got ahead.
Yeah.
But I just can't see them getting the results, especially the form that they're in right now. That doesn't help. Not that Nottingham Forest is in great form either.
Right.
But Luton kind of got spanked the other day. So I think I would give it to Forest right now.
Okay. Oh, so you're basing it just on form now, as opposed to opponents.
A little bit of both. I mean, Forest has two games against Man City and Chelsea. You know, we could talk about Chelsea. You never know what team's going to show up there.
That's true.
I mean, you just never know. They'll probably beat them 7-0 or something.
Yeah.
But then Man City, yeah, that's you write that off. That's a loss.
For sure.
But they can definitely beat Sheffield United and Burnley. There's no question. Whereas Luton probably has a chance in every game, but I could see them losing every game too. So.
Well, you know, I was looking at the schedule here, and the game that really could be important here is the final game of the season between Nottingham Forest and Burnley. If Burnley can find a way to get a win before that game, they could be going into that game tied.
Absolutely.
And that would be something.
That would be great. That would be perfect. You know, when you look at, you know, they got a tough game this week, Burnley against Man United. Then they play Newcastle. And then Spurs. So they got three tough ones.
Three tough ones for sure.
And then they finish off with the game. But that's not to say that they can't do it. Yeah. Every chance.
You know, the thing that is great about the way European football works with the relegation and the the title race at the top four, there's just so many areas to root for. But I think we're really going to be privileged to see two incredible races, the title race and the relegation race.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah, it's going to be a great last day of the season. You know, and the nice thing about the last day, all the games start at the same time. So we're going to have to get our Galazzo TV going, watching every game. We'll be turning at every time there's a goal. It's going to be an awesome day.
So I looked at some of our picks for this year. We did not do great on the bottom. Neither one of us picked the three teams that I think are going to go down, which would
really?
Be Luton, Sheffield, and Burnley. We didn't pick all three of them.
Yeah, okay.
The top picks were pretty good. We both picked Man City to win it, and I still have my money on them.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Because I was looking at the remaining schedule, and to me, the hardest game on their schedule was the one that they have today, which we're recording this on Thursday, and that was against Brighton at Brighton, and they just kind of flicked them off their shoulder like, like no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. They've got Forest, they've got Wolves, they've got Fulham, and then the final day they play West Ham. So I can't see them losing any of those games.
I can't either. So I've got a funny feeling it's going to be Man City once again.
Mm-hmm.
But now none of the teams, there are no English teams in the European games anymore, except for one. You want to talk about that? Because there's one team that's still alive, and it's Aston Villa.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's quite amazing when you think about it. They're still in it. And I'll be completely honest. I haven't been watching very, very much of the Europa League. I've been so based on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays with the Champions League. But for Aston Villa to get this far, that's exciting for them. So, it's a good result for them. I mean, in terms of how well they're doing, there's no question.
A chance to win a trophy of some kind would be nice. It'd be nice because English soccer is not looking good internationally right now.
No, that's right. That's right. That's right. And they're playing, I believe they're playing Olympiacos is the next team that they're playing. So, and they're in the Conference League. So it's like the third tier, not the Europa League, which is the second. And this is the one that West Ham won. Last year.
Right.
So, I mean, they could win it. And be glad to know, and I think I sent this to you, they're coming over to the States this summer too. So playing some games. So that'll be fun. As well as playing, I think I did see, they're playing Club America in Chicago. There you go.
So that'll be fun. We'll have to go check that out. All right, let's talk about your team. because, you know, we talked about them a little bit last week. They were having these childish arguments about who takes a penalty kick in a game that they were winning huge. This week, boy, oh boy, they just did not show up at all against Arsenal. Now, Arsenal is a good team, obviously. But I texted you while this was going on. At one point, the television camera focused on a little kid holding a sign, a Chelsea fan, that said, "I don't want your shirt. I want you to fight for ours." Ouch.
It's a tough one. Now, they had the FA Cup last week, which they lost in the semi-final to Manchester City. To be fair, deserved to win that game. Missed lots of chances.
They did.
Nicholas Jackson missed a bunch. And then they turn around, and then Cole Palmer was sick, couldn't play, their best player, obviously, of the season. I saw on their website they have the Player of the Year awards. I'm like, do you even really need to have anybody vote for this? Just give it to the guy. He's by far the best player they've had all season, Cole Palmer.
Yeah, there's not even a second place.
Not even anybody close. And so they came out, obviously, without him, and just absolutely useless. I mean, it was terrible. I mean, to lose 5-0 to Arsenal is just ridiculous.
I'm going to say something mean, but I kind of mean this. It wasn't as close as the score was. You know what I mean? It was just a crushing loss.
That's not to say they didn't have chances. They did have a few chances, but their defending was just shocking. Every single, too many giveaways, transition moments were just awful. It was just really schoolboy era stuff and typical of this team that has been so inconsistent. And, they deserve to be, to be crushed this week. Hopefully Pochettino gives it to them and tells them exactly what happened, because they for all as well as they played against Man City and missed 1,000 chances and should have scored and should have won that game, you can take that, you could be like, yes, okay, but to lose in that fashion to your neighbors, even in the northern part of the city of London, still, that's just a tough one. We don't want to lose 5-0 to Arsenal, come on. It's not good.
So how deep is the Arsenal-Chelsea rivalry? I mean, it wouldn't be your top rival.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the big one. I mean, I think realistically, I think the Chelsea-Tottenham has more of a rivalry than the Chelsea versus Arsenal. So there's not too much in terms of it. I mean, we've had a few players gone back and forth from Arsenal to Chelsea. And so when you look at it, that probably hurt even more because Kai Havertz scored 2 goals.
Yeah.
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Always happens.
He's suddenly playing great.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a world beater all of a sudden. there's been that rivalry with players going back and forth. Ashley Cole probably is the big one. There was a question of whether or not Ashley Cole was a gooner. That's what the nicknames for the Arsenal players and fans are. Or was he a true Chelsea? And they came out and said, yeah, he's Chelsea because he left when Arsenal were doing well, but he left to win more trophies with Chelsea. So I wouldn't say it's a big rivalry, but certainly big enough to get people a little upset when you lose 5-0.
So speaking of big rivalries, the FA Cup final is going to be an all Manchester endeavor. You've got Manchester City versus Manchester United. Man City looks like they could win 2 cups. I would not, if I were a betting man, and again, I've mentioned this 1,000 times, don't bet on Premier League soccer.
Right.
Because you just never know what's going to happen. But I really... Your thoughts on the FA Cup final?
Well, I think Man United can consider themselves extremely lucky to get into the final.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've never seen a game quite like that.
That's the worst I've seen them play in that game.
Yeah. I mean, you're up 3-0 against the championship team with 20 minutes left. You pull off some of your subs. Rashford goes off and a few others go off. And then before you know it, they're hanging on. I mean, they should have lost.
Yeah.
They should have lost.
I know.
I mean, that goal was like within inches, a toenail of being caught. And it's tough because in the championship, I don't know if you know this, in the championship, they don't use VAR. Obviously, in the FA Cup, they do, and the big games. But that's how they lost the game, basically by an inch. And to come back, and it's a shame because they deserve to win it. They really did. They deserve to win it. And Man United fans were really upset. And I think a lot of the Man United players were embarrassed to win that match.
Right.
As sad as that sounds. That was a tough one. But I can't see anything other than Man City win. They come to play. It's over.
I agree. And they're going to come to play. Because this is a chance to get another cup, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, it might be a disappointing season for them. Obviously, Man City are out of the Champions League. But still, to win two trophies, still a pretty good year, no question.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's lots of fun coming up in the next few weeks. Free Kicks is brought to you by the Illinois Youth Soccer Association.
Illinois Youth Soccer has been proudly serving the Illinois soccer community since 1975 and has a strong history of credibility. Illinois Youth Soccer is a nonprofit corporation, official state association and charter member of the U.S. Soccer Federation, administers U.S. Soccer Federation coaching programs, the Olympic Development Program, and U.S. Soccer Federation referee programs. For more information, go to illinoisyouthsoccer.org.
And how long before their director of coaching is back in service, do you think?
I'm in service. I'm
Are
always
you?
In service, Rick. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm working, always working. I mean, and to be fair, we do work a lot from home these days just because of the nature of the virtual world. So I'm doing a fair bit of Zooms. But I'll be back in the office a few days next week. So should be working. You should be able to find me, and we're getting ready for all of our State Cup events. All those things are happening very soon, and then also getting ready for some of our B license meetings as well. So, yeah, no rest for the wicked, for sure.
Okay. Well, it is time for your favorite part of the show.
Time now to guess the Premier League star.
So this week's Premier League star is on a team that we haven't talked about yet today. All right, he's 28 years old.
Okay.
So he's a veteran for sure. He is a striker or a winger or forward. You know, he kind of moves around, but he definitely plays up front.
Okay.
He's known for his speed.
Mm.
He is currently playing for his second Premier League club.
Okay.
All right. I think you need some more, don't you?
I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking around a little bit. If it might be somebody. The age has got me a little bit. So, I mean, is he still quick at 28?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's pretty quick.
Okay. All right.
Both clubs that he played for are currently in the top 10. One of which we've spoken about today, one of which we have not. Like his current club, we have not spoken about.
Okay. Gotcha.
Before he came to England, he played for two other clubs in another country's top tier. And that country is his homeland.
Hmm.
Or should I say, his fatherland. There's a hint for
you. Fatherland. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
He has
got me on this one. This is a tough one.
Okay, good. He has scored more goals for his national team than he has scored in the Premier League, even though he has played more games in the Premier League. And it's not close. He has 24 goals for his national team and only 12 in the Premier League.
Wow.
I will say that I'm pretty sure that you have cursed him while watching him play.
Uh-huh. Cursed him while he's been playing.
So we should also tell people that you are on drugs, so there's, you know, it slows you down a little bit.
Yeah, I've got a freebie from this week. It's very cloudy, very cloudy.
His last name is the same as the first name of the actor who played Colonel Klink in Hogan's Heroes.
I don't know Hogan's Heroes.
I'm giving this clue for others who are watching. All right, I'll give you a big hint. All right, he currently plays for a team just outside the top four.
All right, so he's got to be playing with maybe Tottenham Hotspur.
That is correct.
All right. And he scored a bunch of goals, and you would say he's fast? Would you say he's fast?
Well, I mean, that's what he was known for in his other country. In his homeland, his fatherland. Same fatherland as Colonel Klink.
Okay, so was he a former player of Chelsea?
He was.
See, this is where we go into. I mean, this guy's not even close to being a star.
Oh, please. The man has scored 24 goals internationally. He's...
Yeah, and scored a heck of a lot less for his clubs.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's currently on loan.
He is.
So does that actually really mean that he's actually part of the team? But anyway, I'm just picking. This is a player that was formerly with Chelsea.
Yes.
He spent a lot of money. He played 50-odd games and scored like 10 goals, I think it was.
Right.
He was known as a striker.
Yes.
Timo Werner. I didn't realize he was 28.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like to know how many offsides he had compared to goals. The guy's offsides all the time.
I mean, and to be fair, for a striker, for his national team, that's a pretty good strike rate. You know, one every two games, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
But for his club teams, he's absolutely useless. Although he was good before he got to Chelsea.
He was.
That's where he got his reputation. He scored like 80 goals or something in over 100 games. So he was really...
He was great with Leipzig. He was very good with Leipzig.
Yeah. And then he went back there, and now he's on loan to Tom. So,
right. And he's probably winding down, I would think. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to start for... Germany, I would think he's not.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
When you were saying he was winding down, I don't think he ever wound up, to be fair. He's been pretty average.
And was I correct when I said you've cursed him?
Oh, yeah, I've cursed him many times. Yeah.
Okay,
him and Nick, I don't know if I've cursed him as many times as Nicholas Jackson, because he's probably taken it to a whole new level, especially after this past weekend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Chelsea...
Isn't he signed to, like, a seven-year contract?
Oh, I don't know.
Nicholas Jackson?
They need to get it out of it. I mean, that's the thing. But, yeah, it's... When you think about strikers... Chelsea's like the Chicago Bears in terms of quarterbacks. You know, I mean, today could be a big day for the Bears getting a new quarterback, so that could be good. But ultimately, the biggest thing is, you know, whether or not Chelsea will ever get the true striker that they need. They really haven't had one since Drogba, to be fair.
They haven't. Yeah, it's been a long stretch. All right, so, you know, we do an odd stat of the week every week, and, because we're heading towards the title, and it's going to be close, I wanted to see what the closest winning margin ever was in a Premier League race.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Well, I'm guessing it's I think it went down to goal differential, didn't it?
It did. In 2011-2012, Manchester City... won on goal differential, an 8-goal difference over Manchester United.
That's right.
And both finished on 89 points. Now, I think the one hope that Arsenal has going for them is their goal differential is pretty impressive.
Right.
And if they figure out a way to end the season tied, they're going to win it.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm just looking. The game's just finished.
Yeah.
Updated. So goal differential is I'm trying to see if this is a live one. I'm just looking on my computer. So it would be four. Would that be correct?
Well, no. Four goals is what they scored today, right?
Okay. I was just saying, I'm guessing this is live. Man City still has a game in hand, correct?
They do, yes.
So right now the goal differential is eight.
Yeah, that's a lot. They're probably not going to catch up on that. Although the way Man City plays, you never know. They could just have
but
one.
But the thing is, yeah. But like you said, like we said earlier, if Man City wins all their games, it's done and dusted.
That
so
is
it
true.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Arsenal try to do because they're going to be ahead of them. So, yeah.
By the way, they also have the biggest winning margin, which was 19 points in the 2017-2018 season, which is, by the way, the first year we were doing this show.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been doing it now for a while.
Yes, we have. We have. Cool.
So a couple other quick little stats. I was looking at because another team made history this week, and that is Sheffield United, who made history by most goals conceded in a season. They have the record now already.
Congratulations.
With four more games to go. They've given up 92 goals in a 38 game season, and they've only played 34 games.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
That's impressive.
And they're going to
be over 100 for sure.
That's the record for most goals conceded in the season is 100 by Swindon Town in 93-94. Mm-hmm. But in those days, they played 42 games.
That's right.
And this is one little tip I'm going to give you, one little stat that is going to make you happy. Fewest goals conceded in a season.
Has to be Chelsea.
It is Chelsea, and it was only 15 goals.
Yeah.
In 2004-2005. So
that's right.
They did.
Jose Mourinho was at the helm. Terry was in the back.
Yep.
Peter Cech in goal.
Yep.
What a team.
It was. All right, time for some viewing tips.
Now time for Adam's Weekend Soccer TV Tip.
All right, so, we've set the table nicely for you. Tell us what games will most impact the things that we've been talking about.
Yeah, so, going back, though, so Chelsea still has to catch up a little bit because they've got quite a few more games than most. They, for whatever reason, they've only played 32. I think Tottenham's played 32, there's a few others. So they actually got six, so they're actually going to be playing against each other later in the week. They play a Thursday fixture. Like, today was a bit weird having a Premier League game on a Thursday,
right?
So Chelsea's got the same one next week, but should be some good games. You know, Villa Chelsea on Saturday, so looking forward to watching that one, see if they can rebound. But I think that the big one is going to be another derby. Got to watch it. Spurs at home against Arsenal.
Yes.
8 o'clock Sunday morning. I think that's going to be the big one on USA television. Should be good. Should be a good one. I should say USA the channel, not USA television. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, for the international listeners out there, I've got to make sure we're clear on that. So that should be a really good one. It should be exciting. Luton's away at Wolves. That's going to be a tough one. Burnley gets a result against a very inconsistent Man United. We might be talking about Burnley getting out next week. So we'll see.
And, you know, that's possible, by the way, based on what I've seen out of Manchester United recently.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could definitely happen.
Okay. Well, Free Kicks is brought to you by Green White Soccer Club. I've been there all week because we had our tryouts. We had like 300 kids came out. It was wonderful. And greenwhitesoccer.org is the place to find us on the internet. We have teams going all the way up to over 50, and their season starts this coming weekend too. So greenwhitesoccer.org. All right, we have people to thank. We need to thank your surgeon for his work on your back.
fantastic work.
Which happened when again? That was about...
It was about a week back.
Okay,
yeah, week
back. I thought so. Yeah. We need to thank Tony Lozano with Opie Shows, who is the executive producer of the show. We also have to thank our distributor, Ed Silla, with the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Great Talk Radio isn't dead. It just moved to a better place. So that's RadioMisfits.com. And I think we're going to be back again, right? Are we going to do another show next week?
Oh, I certainly hope so. Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
Now it's coming down to the end of it. Yes, definitely.
We have to do it. We'll be back again next week with a brand new episode of Free Kicks.
The proceeding was a presentation of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Find our other great shows on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at RadioMisfits.com. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of Opie Productions.
Tony, can you shut up?